بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Last time we were discussing verse number 30 of Surah Al-Baqarah وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ, and that is the story of our creation and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we saw last time, is having this conversation with the Malaika and announcing this, the celebration of this historical moment of the creation of Adam as a Khalifa. So let us continue from wherever we left last time. So Allah is having this conversation with Malaika, and the Malaika is the plural of Malak in Arabic. Malak, Malak, Malaika. The ta at the end, malaika, the ta at the end, is to emphasize the pluralness. Arabs sometimes add the ta to emphasize the pluralness, but it doesn't mean that they are gender-wise woman or female. Arabs, they probably got it from some of the Christians among the Arabs. Perhaps it crept into the knowledge of Arabs from the Christians who mingled with the Arabs in the northern border of Arabian Peninsula at that time, because the Christians used to think that angels were Allah's daughter. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَجْعَلُونَ لِلَّهِ الْبَنَاتِ. The Arabs also started to assign daughters to gods. And it also could have come to Christians from the Greek mythology and all those things. But so the Arabs got used to, in terms of just linguistic usage, because you know the Arabic languages in its usage differentiates between male and female in terms of the construction of verbs or the usage or the pronoun to be used. So Quran continued, because Quran is an Arabic word. But when Quran used some of those pronouns that are used for females, Quran is not testifying or confirming that they are female. Okay. So let's not get this confusion between the linguistic usage and the reality. And this malak, as a literal term, it has within it the meaning of sending to a mission, like a rasul, messenger. So that is inbuilt into the linguistic meaning of malaika. And that is what is their main purpose, that these are creations out of light, and because they are created out of light, they can perform things in the speed of light. I mean, very fast, very powerful, very beautiful, and they can come into various forms. And in subsequent verses, when we get more relevant verses, we can discuss about the malaika more details. But they are assigned with tasks that Allah used them for, and the most noble of them is Jibril alayhi salam, who is the messenger that carries Allah's revelation, the most valuable thing, the most valuable connection between Allah and us as human being, which is the knowledge. This verse is full of excellence of knowledge, and that is carried by Jibril alayhi salam. There are other physical aspects by other angels who are lower in rank than Jibril, because the highest form is the knowledge. And the angel who is specialized in that highest form got rank number one. Anything below this knowledge, which is wahi, or okay, are material things like the water. There is an angel who is specialized in sending water and controlling, or by Allah's order, the wind and the clouds and the water. Okay, there are other angels as well. So this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is having this conversation with the angels, and Allah is telling them that inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. So what does this khalifa means? I think this is one of the key concepts that we feel proud that we are given this title by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, khalifa. So khalifa in as a literal word means that someone who is who came after someone else. So there was a predecessor, and the one who follows the predecessor and carries his tasks is a khalifa, or someone who is a deputy of someone else who is absent. Let's say he sends a deputy, that deputy becomes his khalifa. Okay, and this ending with khalifa, with the ta at the end, khalifa, this ending is an Arabic form to indicate an emphasis or an extension. So a person who is alim, has knowledge, is alim. But then you wanted to emphasize, no, he has even more knowledge, not only just simply knowledgeable, he is extremely knowledgeable. You said allama. You say, you started to increase the words and ended with ta, allama. So similar construction is khalifa, as if that this person, khalifa, is very knowledgeable, he is extremely competent and fit for the purpose of himself being coming after his predecessor, or fulfilling the job of whoever has sent him. Okay, so when Allah says that I am sending Khalifa on earth, from this perspective it could mean that Allah is saying that I have made him fit in such a way that he fulfills his job on earth. He fulfills his job on earth. But it doesn't mean that Allah has retired or Allah has ended his task, and the human being is performing that task. No, this is a title that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us to indicate that this human being is going to construct this earth, take care of this earth, because I have created this house and gave him the ownership, and I want him to stay in this house generation after generation and fulfill the task that I have assigned to him, who is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And in this house they will multiply, one generation will follow another generation, and they would need the knowledge that I have built into them to drive those who are unruly, who are rough, who are naughty, who goes and forgets their purpose of creation, which is to worship Allah. So there will be a group who will bring the others into the right course. These are the prophets, these are the followers of the prophets, and that is the battlefield. This is the human history in a nutshell, that in this big house that is called Earth, lots of dynamics goes on, lots of complexities goes on. Among this human being, a group will forget their purpose. So there need to be a Khalifa. There need to be this ruler who has this knowledge, who has this wisdom, who didn't forget that he has a purpose, and he goes on and corrects the situation in those other group of human beings who just forgot their purpose on earth. So all these things is bundled in this word that we are calling Khalifa. إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. If you read some of the sources that are not necessarily very authentic sources, you would find various stories. So I don't want to spend time in telling the stories, like there was before in earth other creations like the jinn, and they were given the job and they were unable to fulfill their job, so Allah is replacing them with Adam and his descendants to fulfill. So these are coming to us from sources which are unauthentic, not necessarily very true. And that's why I'm saying that this is the beauty of the Quran. Let's take it from horse's mouth. Let's follow the pattern of these verses that came very smoothly one after the other. And after the story of creation of the earth and heaven, immediately Allah came to the story of the creation of Adam without a gap, just to tell us the fact that no, this earth wasn't being given to someone else like the jinn or any other. This is for you, Adam. I have created the earth. This is a brand new home which was not inhabited by previous Khalifa, and I am sending you now as a Khalifa. Okay? So I think that should be more sensible given the flow of these verses. Inni ja'ilun fil ardi Khalifa. And if we understand this concept, I think with that we can throw away lots of mythology that comes us from Hinduism or from Greek or from paganism, from all these kind of stories that we hear, right? These are pure mythology, and let's stick to the version of the Quran. There is no titans and the gods and the Mount of Olympia and what happens there and Zeus and I don't know, all this story and fable tales that Quran gives it the title Asatirul Awwaleen. Just some old authors have narrated the story out of his imagination, totally deprived from any divine touch from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and just put it on the ground and people started to grab it and spread it. And it crept into Christianity from its contact in with the Romans and the Constantine and when he converted. So this crept into Christianity, and from there also crept into other cultures, and from the various Eastern side, maybe from the Hinduism. So these are all fable stories, but here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us the real story. And as I said, the word Khalifa, Allah is by design and by purpose gave us this title to indicate, number one, their multiplicity, that will multiply greatly in this earth. This is one fact. And also it indicates that by Khalifa, Allah, this mankind is being guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, And because there is a huge multiplicity, they need some civilization. So the Khalifa also comes with the civilization, with the community, and the community needs community leader, and the community leader needs knowledge to settle the dispute among this huge crowd of human beings. And hence, from the first time, the Khalifa started to fulfill this purpose on earth. And the best examples are the examples of Prophet. So if you wanted to understand the word, the meaning of Khalifa and his terms of reference and his job title and job description, just look into the history of the Prophets. Pick the first Rasul on earth, which is Nuh alayhi salam. And that's why his story is repeated greatly and many times and multiplied in the Quran, just to tell us that what does a Khalifa mean. So Nuh alayhi salam, inshallah, when we'll face his story for the first time, we'll describe Nuh alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salam's role, and he stayed for a long time, 950 years, doing the job of a Khalifa, and how to exhaust all means and ways to bring the population who has forgotten their purpose on earth, to bring them into the fold of Islam, into the fold of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the Khalifa. That's the Khalifa. Okay? So let's feel proud of being given this title by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let's stick to the religion of Islam, to the Sharia of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because this is the Sharia, this is the legislations and rules that ended the human civilization's progress, ended at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is like a graph, a rising graph, until it reached to its peak at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has left to us this Quran, and he has left to us 23 years of his struggle on earth to give us everything needed for the subsequent generations to get a guidance and continue this mission on earth, which is the mission of Khalifa. And Abu Bakr, from that sense, was the Khalifa of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you say Abu Bakr is a Khalifa, basically, not necessarily we mean the same word Khalifa that is meant here in this verse. Allah here, in front of the angels, is giving the title of Khalifa to the whole mankind. But when we say Abu Bakr, he is a technical term for a Khalifa, means that he is coming after the Prophet. He has followed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Umar was the Khalifa of Abu Bakr, and Uthman was the Khalifa of Umar. And that's what we mean by the technical term of Khalifa when it comes to those who came after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Khalifa is a great term, is a noble term. It has its both two technical terms, actually. It has its literal meaning and the technical or specific meaning that is mentioned in this verse. And it has its another technical meaning that came with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. But it all has the similar objective and the context that I have said. And that's why ulama always give long list of qualities and attributes that are needed for the Khalifa to be a Khalifa. You cannot just pick someone from a street and say he's a Khalifa. For him to qualify for Khalifa, there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 number of qualities, which is perhaps maybe it's a topic for a different discussion. And it has been detailed in the books of Ahkam in Islam. Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa.
Inshallah, we'll take here another break and continue this interesting discussion and this dialogue between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the angels in the next episode. So please stay tuned. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.